Blessed are you, Yehovah Elohim, King of the universe, who has given us the Torah of truth and planted everlasting life in our midst. Blessed are you, Yehovah, giver of the Torah, in the name of Yeshua, the light of the world. Amen. Well, that's a recap of what we've already read in the Torah. So today I'm going to speak through Ketuv HaShelachim, or the New Testament writings. So before I speak, let us pray. Abba Father, I just pray that you'll open our eyes so that you'll see the wondrous things from your word this day. May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart be acceptable in your presence. And Abba, I ask for your strength to deliver this message, because you are my rock and my redeemer. And I ask it in Yeshua's precious name. Amen. Today I want to speak on Yochanan 15, 1-8, and I've titled it Connection is the Key. And so I'm going to read this first, but I will read it again later with different words and change the words. So I am the real vine and my Father is the gardener. Every branch that is a part of me bears fruit. But fails to bear fruit, he cuts off. And every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it may bear more fruit. Right now, because of the word which I have spoken to you, you are pruned. Stay united with me, as I will with you. Just as the branch can't put forth fruit by itself, apart from the vine, so you can't bear fruit apart from me. I am the vine and you are the branches. Those who stay united with me and I with them are the ones who bear much fruit. So because apart from me you can't do a thing. Next slide. Unless a person remains united with me, he is thrown like a branch and dries up. Such branches are gathered and thrown into the fire, where they are burned up. If you remain united with me and my words with you, then ask whatever you want and it will happen. This is how my Father is glorified in your bearing much fruit. This is how you will prove to be my Talmidim. Now today we're living in a world where connection is a common word in our vocabulary. We are connected by phone, we're connected by cable, we're connected by satellite, we're connected by the internet, and the list goes on. The importance of connection, however, is no greater than in the realm than that of the Ruach Kodesh, or the Holy Spirit. Connection to Yehovah is something which all of us here today and those listening online are searching for, and what we need to maintain in our lives on a daily basis. We need to be connected. We need to be connected to Yah. We need to be connected to the Messianic community. Most importantly, we need to be connected to our family and then to those around us. So today, bear with me. I'm speaking out of my heart and probably out of my pain. 2 weeks ago on Shabbat, my eldest daughter, who I raised from the time she was 8 years old and was part of my life until she reached 57, was found to be deceased. She lived a very troubled life. Her mother died when she was very young. She had a gun held to her head in a bank robbery when she was a teller as a young woman. I'll get there. And this brought on PTSD, which led to mental disorders and a family tray of alcoholism. She lived alone. She would not always answer her phone. She would not answer knocks on the door. So my daughter died alone because she would not stay connected. She would not stay connected to the family, and therefore no one knows the date of her death. We can only ascertain it by the last time she was with family and the last bank transaction. This should never happen to anyone, but it does. Yeshua spoke often of connections. His ministry touched the lives of countless individuals around him and still touches men and women today. So I want to read Yochanan 15, 1-8 again, but I want to change it just a little bit. In the sense that I am the real vine and my Father is the gardener. Every branch which is part of me but fails to bear fruit, he cuts off. And every branch that does not bear fruit, he prunes so that it may bear more fruit. Right now, because of the word which I've spoken to you, you are pruned. Stay connected with me, and I will with you. For just as the branch put forth fruit by itself from the vine, you can't bear fruit apart from me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who stay connected with me and I with them are the ones who bear much fruit. Because apart from me, you can't do a thing. Unless a person remains connected with me, he is thrown away like a branch and dries up. Such branches are gathered and thrown into the fire where they are burned. If you remain connected with me and my words with you, then ask whatever you want and it will happen for you. This is how my Father is glorified. In your bearing much fruit, this is how you will prove to be my Talmidim. The vine is Yeshua, and it's not able to do its work in the world without its branches, and that is you. The branches stretch far from the root to bear its strength and sweetness to those who stand outside of the wall or outside of the Messianic community. We need Yeshua HaMashiach, but he also needs us. Without us, he cannot bless mankind as he would like. And what an inspiring to me thought that is here, that Yeshua needs something which I can give him. That to me was something that was amazing to me this week. I can give service to Yah, and man is possible only through an abiding connectivity in him. Let us allow ourselves to be pruned by the word, so that we may not need the pruning of awful sorrows. It is said that 3 out of 5 of the vine berries are cut off, so that the remainder may attain their full size. How many of our own promptings have to be removed in order that our best fruit might be produced? We cannot be severed from Yeshua HaMashiach, our covenantal head, once we are truly connected to him for salvation. But we may cease to abide in him for the supply of grace and power in our ministry. Abide in me, says the vine to the branch. Do not allow the opening to become choked, because I will cause the sap to pulsate through you. Abide in me, stay connected with me, says Yeshua, and I will be strength in your weakness. I will be your love in your lovelessness. I will be grace and beauty in your uncomeliness. We need to be connected to Yeshua. To do that, we have to be connected to his word. And there are reasons for the importance of connection. 1, information. We will never learn about him and get the information we need unless we are reading the word. 2, communication. And we need it in the world as well as through the word. Both of these things are necessary in our world. If my daughter had communicated with us or allowed us to communicate with her, things might have been different. You have to admit that the internet is a handy tool. It can supply information that was once never possible. When I was young, we'd go through encyclopedias, but the encyclopedias had to be written and updated, and you had to buy the updates every year for what was being brought in all the time. All we now have to do now is to Google it, and it's there. The potential for information and communication today is phenomenal. But the way to get it, the only way we can get it, is through connection. With it, we can do so much, but without it, we can do nothing. This same connectivity that we have in our world today is important in the kingdom of Yehovah. Yeshua taught the importance of connection. But how do we get this connectivity with Yehovah? To me, prayer is the number one priority. Yeshua taught us how to pray in the Avinu, or Father's Prayer, as the English-speaking word call it, the Lord's Prayer. In Hebrew, it's the Avinu Prayer, which is our Father. Avinu means our Father in Hebrew. This prayer gives us a pattern on which to pray and to be connected to the Father. It starts with adoration, letting the Father know how much we love him. I start mine like this. Yehovah, I love you. I praise you. I adore you. I glorify your name in all the earth. Yehovah, I praise you that you are Yehovah Shalom. Yehovah sends his peace. In the midst of my conflict and turmoil, I claim you as my Yehovah Shalom. Yeah, I claim your peace and contentment in every circumstance of my life. Now that's just one word, shalom, that I'm letting him know how much I adore him. But I can use all the other words that he is known as, because Yehovah has so many names. He's our righteousness, he's our banner, he's our strength. Every single name I can go through and give him praise for and adore him for who he is in my life. I can spend up to 4 hours praising him, just doing things like that. It doesn't matter what our circumstances are. If we adore our Yah and praise him according to his word, he gives us the strength to get through anything. Then it takes us to confession. Now, most of us think of confession as confessing our sins. But there's a lot more to confession than just admitting that we have done wrong. It should be an important part of our communication with him, because we have to confess to the Father who we truly are in our connectivity to him. We have to confess his control and lordship over our life. Unless we give him our life each day, there's no connectivity. We have to confess this. We have to build up our own faith by confessing who we are in him. You know, we confess that we are the head and not the tail. We confess that our righteousness is in him. We confess, there's so much to confess through his word. What we have to do is get into the word, let it speak to you, and then put it into your prayers daily. You know, I have given the section where I confess his control and lordship over my family and over each and every one of my children daily. And I did it over Leander for decades. And I had to leave her in his hands because there was so much turmoil in there. Then we need to communicate with the Father through thanksgiving. We need to really let him know how thankful we are for our life, how thankful we are for the things that we have, and thankful we are for the little blessings in our lives. You know, it's the little things that are more important than any big thing can ever be. You know, yeah, I thank you that you are in control of every situation in my life, especially in, and name it, at that time. I thank you that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I thank you that I am a joint heir with Yeshua, your son, and I will sit with him in heavenly places. There is so much I've got to thank him for. I thank him that in every day that no weapon formed against me will ever prosper. And that's just a couple. We also must thank him that we are immersed in the Ruach HaKodesh. The message of the Ruach HaKodesh is a very important part of our thanksgiving section of our prayer. And there's one chapter that you can really go to that will help you a lot with that. And that's Romans chapter 8. It's aptly called the chapter of the Ruach HaKodesh, or Holy Spirit. And the Apostle Shaul had carefully kept this great theme in the background till he has well prepared the ground by showing us our inability to attain our ideals apart from the reinforcements of his divine energy. Here is the motive power to drive us in our everyday life. It is the life-giving spirit that we need to springboard us into anything that we have to do during that day. And it also causes the seeds buried within us to burst forth in the garden of Yehovah to bear his fruit, so that our vine will produce the fruit that he wants us to produce. Can we go to Yeshayahu or Isaiah 61, please? Verses 10 and 11, Yeshayahu says, I am so joyful in Yehovah. My soul rejoices in my Elohim, for he has clothed me in salvation, dressed me in a robe of triumph, like a bridegroom wearing a festive turban, like a bride adorned with her jewels. For just as the earth brings forth its plants, or a garden makes its plants spring up, so Yehovah Elohim will cause victory and glory to spring up before all nations. Then the final part of my prayer is supplication. And this is where we ask Yah to fulfill our needs. And this is how I start mine, but yours would probably be totally different. And I pray this each day. Abba, I ask you to fill me with your living water, though it may flow out of me and soften the ground before me, into which your word may be sown by me to others. I ask you to fill me with your light and your precious blood. I ask, thank you for filling me with your anointing and power. I ask your Ruach HaKodesh to come into me with your might and your power. I ask you to fill me, Yehovah, with your wisdom, your knowledge, your discerning spirit, your understanding, your holiness, your righteousness, but most of all, your humbleness. That's just the beginning. It's just a very small morsel of my daily prayer and my connectivity to the Father that I start my day with. We also need connections or connectivity to the Messianic community, as this is where you will receive your communication from Yah and communication with the family of Yah. The body needs communication and connectivity in order to function properly. I can't ring each and every one of you up on a daily basis to find out what your needs are and to bring them to Yah for you. If you have a need of any kind, it makes it easier for me if you phone me. I'm happy to pray. I'm happy to send it out to the prayer team. But I can't ring up everybody all of the time. This is an important part of being connected. If you've got a problem, let us know, because we can't pray for it. If you've got a need, let us know. We can't pray for it if we don't know. If I don't connect, ring you, doesn't mean I'm not don't care about you. But it is just as important for you to connect with me as it is for me to connect with you. Amen. We also need to maintain our connections to the world around us. We are to be the light for the world, according to Matthew 5:14-16. It says, "You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Likewise, when people light a lamp, they don't cover it with a bowl, but put it on a lampstand so that it shines for everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before people so that they may see the good things you do and praise your Father in heaven." Our world is not going to learn about Yeshua or learn how to cope in difficult circumstances or maintain a positive attitude if it never has the example of the Messianic community. None, not one of us will ever suffer as Yeshua suffered, especially in the manner in which he laid down his life so that we could receive eternal life. The least we can do is be that shining light that will attract others to us and our way of life with Yeshua. It's only through our connectivity with him, when they see him in us, that they want to share what we have. As you're told every remembrance service, you are the salt of the earth. And this is a reminder to us, so part of our connectivity. Let us go to Matthew 5:13. Yeshua is saying, "You are the salt for the land. But if salt becomes tasteless, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except being thrown out for people to trample on." The vital connection that we must have with Yehovah. But what is yours? Who and what are you connected to the most on a daily basis? Apart from your spouse and your children, who do you connect with first each day? We have to be connected to Yehovah. In order to make it to eternity, remember what happened to the branches that were not connected. In Matthew 15:6, "Unless a person remains connected with me, he is thrown away like a branch and he dries up. Some branches are gathered and thrown into the fire where they are burned up." And what must we do to produce fruit? Well, in verses 7 and 8 it says, If you remain united with me and my words with you, then ask whatever you want and it will happen for you. This, and only this, is how my Father is glorified, in your bearing much fruit. This is how you will prove to be my Talmidim. Do you want to bear much fruit? Then be prepared to be pruned. When Yah wants to cut something out of our lives, there's a big ouch. When one of our loved ones is cut off, there is a big ouch. I put my daughter in Yah's hands daily. I can only trust she's resting in peace, but only Yah knows. But now I have to let go and concentrate on the living ones left in my family. In order to be ready for Yeshua's return, we must maintain the connection. Not just every week or every second Shabbat, but every single day.
Amen.
Let us re-establish the connection with Yah and keep it as we give Yeshua the glory for laying down his life for us so that we can truly be his Talmidim. We'll now go to the remembrance service.